there's always an air of excitement at the start of the OL season. Even more so when your team is almost certain to be a contender for a conference title. The Guelph Storm is getting a lot of love heading into tonight's Game 1 against the Hamilton Bulldogs. Several prognosticators have picked them to win the West. Almost everyone has them in the top three. I have them finishing second. Back-to-back productive drafts in 2019 and 2020, the emergence of Cam Allen as a top-level defenseman at 17 and an import who looks ready to score 30 goals this season has the Storm rightfully in the contender category. Of course, there are always variables and questions. Will they be hit by any significant injuries? Can the goaltending hold up? What moves do other teams make to get better, and is Guelph willing to match those moves? Bottom line, Guelph could finish first in the West. They could also finish fourth. Forwards. On paper, there could be 5 30-goal scorers on this team, with Danny Zhilkin, Braden Bowman, Sasha Pastuyev, Matt Poitras and Valentin Zugin all capable of topping that mark. Throw in the grit of Ben McFarlane and Cooper Walker, who should both pot 15, and the possible emergence of the Charlie Paquette, Ryan Maguire, Chase Coughlin trio as a responsible third, fourth line combo, and you have a very deep group up front with some younger talent as potential assets for trades. First-rounder Jet Luchanko will battle for playing time, but it's a long season and his quickness and offensive savvy that started to show later in the preseason will likely earn him more as the season progresses. Who's gone? Matt Papais, a 19-goal scorer a year ago who got caught in the overage numbers game in Guelph. Captain Braden Guy graduated to the pros. Who's new? First-rounder Jet Luchanko can fly. Defense. Is there a better top four in the OL than Luca Profaca, Cam Allen, Michael Buckinger and Peyton Robinson? Perhaps London. Maybe Mississauga. But to have four experienced blue liners of this caliber heading into a season, never mind what the blue line looks like after the trade deadline, is very reassuring. Import Nico Minkinen is intriguing, a rangy beanpole with tremendous reach who will need time to develop. Zach Sandu, who plays the game with a very high degree of confidence and doesn't appear to let a bad shift affect the rest of the game, looks like he could be very solid on the third pairing along with recently acquired Cedricson Okitundu. Both those two bring some grit to the table. Who's gone? Daniil Sheikha graduates to the pros, overagers Ashton Reeser and Cam Suprica to university hockey. Jakub McRae has not returned. Who's new? Peyton Robinson, 19, picked up from Sudbury, Cedricson Okitundu, 18, arrives from Owen Sound, Zach Sandu joins full-time and import Nico Minkinen. Goaltending. This isn't rocket science. Jacob Oster is the number one and will be given every opportunity to show he is the man. If he hasn't proven that by mid-November, the Storm will be shopping for his replacement. It's not about skill level. It rarely is at this level and at that position. It's about consistency and confidence. It's about stealing the odd game for your team when needed and about not losing games for your team. You don't have to be great every night, you just have to avoid the bad nights. Who's gone? Owen Bennett didn't return as an overage. Who's new? Dixon Grimes, 19, makes the team as the backup after 2 years in Junior B.